Anyone that is heartbroken or anyone still clinging on to something that has an expiration date and you can't admit it, that one right there, honey, that one was for you. Swedish singer-songwriter Licky Lee with the gorgeous song Tonight. That comes from Licky Lee's debut album, Youth Novels. In the middle, a musician who I am obsessed with, especially with her newest album, one of my favorites released in 2025 so far, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She is back with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resilience, an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. We heard the song, All I Really Want to Do, and I'm not sure if I did a concert review or not, but gosh, it was maybe a month or so ago that my husband and I had the opportunity to see Valerie June live in concert at the Magic Bag in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale, Michigan, and it was my first time seeing her. What an incredible performer. That voice that you hear on album is exactly what you hear live in concert. With this album, and I think with her entire spirit, the whole concert, the whole mission of Valerie June is exactly that, spreading joy. The stage was littered with roses. She came out in a full red sequin jumper. It was a magical evening. Well worth getting into Valerie June. If you love Mavis Staples, classic R&B, doo-wop and soul, you will find things that you love with Valerie June. And speaking of classic doo-wop, we went back to 1955 to start the set with Bronx high school girl group The Hearts with their song Lonely Nights. It was released as a single back in 1955. So what does that put that song? 70 years old. Unbelievable. And there is still heartbreak to it that could speak to an audience today. All right, let's keep things going. From heartbreak to love is where we go next with new music from Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist, and now better known perhaps these days as one third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. Lucy Dacus released her fourth solo album, Forever Is a Feeling. She released it earlier this year back in March. And I have to say, every time I talk about this album, I mention this, that the album caught me off guard in a really good way. It is a heartfelt love album. You know, weeks before the album release, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And for all the anxiety, the rage, the fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to revel in love, especially queer love. So thank you, Lucy Dacus, for that. Let's dive into love right now with Lucy Dacus here on Girly So Groovy.
Loving father, friend and son, printed backwards on my shoulder blade, from leaning back on a plaque on a bench. I carry David's name until it fades. Why does it feel significant? Why do I have to tell you about it? Trying to fall asleep back flat on the floor while you were eating continental breakfast in Singapore. You make me homesick for places I've never been before. How'd you do that? How's tomorrow so far? Blessing and a curse, you don't need to love them, but you do. You can take off a year or two, but I'll be here when you get back. When you told me about your new man, it wasn't news, cause you've got all these mannerisms that you never do, like rolling your eyes and laughing real dry, like you were trying him on for size. And even if it doesn't fit, you'll wear it. If it's what you want, you're gonna get it. No.
I'd rather be
I feel like that set was perfectly made for just lounging around on a summer day. Music right there from Soccer Mummy, the stage name of Sophie Allison, the singer-songwriter who brings hooky, angular indie rock with personal lyrics. From her most recent album, Evergreen, we heard the song Lost. And in the middle, a musician who is known for her soft, intimate vocals and dreamy introspection. It is songwriter Claro. From her latest album, Charm, we heard the opening song, Nomad, and then starting that set off, it is new music from Lucy Dacus. The song is called Modiglioni. Every time I listen to a song from the new album, Forever is a Feeling, there is always a line that just jumps out at me. And such as with the song we heard, what is the line that jumped out at me? You make me homesick for places I haven't even been yet. Girl, that is Emily Dickinson, love poem, sapphic songwriting right there. And again, just reveling in the fact that Lucy Dacus released a love album is just fantastic. Lucy Dacus is touring in support of the new album. She has tour dates across North America. For tour dates, go to her website, lucydacus.us. For listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM, know that Lucy Dacus will be coming through Detroit on July 29th at Masonic Temple. Okay, we have lots more music to get into in the second hour, but before we dive into that, I feel like we need to wrap up this first hour by continuing this lazy, laid-back summer vibe. We're going to do that with Vancouver indie jazz singer-songwriter Jill Barber. She released a new album. The new album, I'm trying to remember now. Encore is the name of the album. Yes, Encore. A collection of songs done en français, cover songs. We are going to listen to Jill Barber do her jazz take of the song De temps et de temps. No, De temps en temps. Right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Dis pas que tu m'adores, embrasse-moi de temps en temps. Un mot d'amour, c'est incolore, mais un baiser, c'est éloquent. Ne me fais pas de longs poèmes, ne parle pas de tes émois pour me prouver. Tes bras, quand ma vie se casse, monsieur me quitte, tu dois m'indemniser. Il faut bien que je fasse provision de baiser.
Okay, welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to, you know this, the women who rock, and of course, you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klender, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. We've done that in the first hour. We continue into the second hour with music on the way from Tess Parks, new music from Ezra Furman. I've got Fantagram on the way, Patti Smith, Throwing Muses, Laura, Marlene, I've got another request in the second hour coming up for you. Don't forget, if you ever have a request for Girly So Groovy, you can do so by reaching out through our social media channels. We're on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or we are also on Instagram. There you can find us at GSG Radio. And in addition to being able to message any requests, you can check out the playlist in print, as well as find links to musicians and bands featured and links to our Mixcloud listening page. Let's kick off the second hour right now with music from a folk, alternative folk singer-songwriter who actually got her start. This is some Girly So Groovy trivia for you. She got her start as the nanny for the children of Tom Waits. So that would be a pretty good gig, I guess, if you are a musician, to work with somebody as talented as Tom Waits. So anyways, Jessica Hoop is the name of the musician. That's where we're heading into the second hour with right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Affection pulses, desire, anger is rest.